My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. And Elena, I'm sure even though you're a resident of Virginia, that you were closely watching the Maryland primary earlier this week, which Mitt Romney won, I think, by only 20 points.
Was everybody else on the ballot? I don't even know.
I think they were in Maryland. Not everybody was on in D.C., which he also won, and he won in Wisconsin. And so with the delegate count certainly in his favor right now, as you would expect, the response from both Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum is that they're definitely staying in this race.
I think they call it halftime or something.
Rick Santorum says it's just halftime. Only half the delegates have been allotted, and so that means since
Mitt Romney wins all the rest of them.
Yes, he still has a chance or can at least get to a brokered convention. But one of the reasons that both Newt and Santorum can do this is because they've got some very influential friends, especially ones with some pretty deep pockets. And Newt, of course, has his friend Sheldon Adelson, the casino magnate out in Las Vegas, and Foster Freeze. You might remember that name. It's not the Batman villain, but he's a guy who's very strongly supportive of Rick Santorum and has bankrolled a lot of his campaign.
I don't even know any magnates. Do you? And do you have a super PAC?
I am not running for anything, and I'm not wealthy enough to start a super PAC, so no,
yeah,
I don't.
Stephen Colbert, he has one, and he actually won a Peabody for it this week, right?
I guess so.
This is the way to a Peabody, as far as I could tell. I'll send you some money. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, but it's not only with them, but Mitt Romney, of course, has a super PAC, and they're not technically affiliated, but, they're basically pushing the same message that President Obama's got, even though he said when they were created by the Supreme Court decision that he would never do so. So everybody's part of this game here in the 2012 campaign, and the Capitol Steps are certainly not going to let it go by without a little attention.
Right.
Here we go.
The 2012 campaign is here, and boy, has it been fun. We are looking at the candidates and where they get their money.
The dough is overflowing, and when all is said and done, we suspect they will have spent enough to buy a third world country.
The super PACs are out of whack, excessive and atrocious,
supported by the billionaires whose checkbooks are precocious.
The TV spots are piping hot, they're nasty and ferocious.
This kind of toxic politics is hitting a new low. Just
this whole fundraising mess began with Citizens United.
The rule came from our highest court, though many tried to fight it.
The pundits are complaining that the process has been blighted,
'cause that hand feeds the Congress too, and they don't want to bite it.
Now incumbents' lips are smacking, 'cause the money is humongous.
Let's send them super packing when we end this little song, yes.
No chance at all, they'll change the law, so let's all take a long breath.
Remember, the word progress is the
opposite of Congress.
Elena, you know, two things that come to mind after that. First of all, I'm constantly amazed at how many different themes and ideas you can incorporate into supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Right, it's a great long word with a blank slate on it.
Absolutely right. And the second thing is you always got to love the super PAC ads. As we established before, it's pretty obvious who they like, but they spend most of their time going against the person that's considered the biggest threat to their preferred candidate. And then they always have the disclaimer at the end that, you know, they don't endorse any particular candidate and is not authorized by any particular candidate's campaign. You got to love the fine print.
Yeah, you really do. We're working on a new song right now about pink slime. Have you been hearing about the pink slime?
Oh, yeah, the war on pink slime.
Are you against it? Are you against pink slime?
I didn't spend a lot of time in school cafeterias, but from what I understand, very few people have died from it, so I'm guessing it's probably relatively safe for you, but we'll see what happens.
Did you have shepherd's pie when you were in school? That was probably right in there with it, wasn't it?
I always like the creative phraseology, like beef patty on a bun and not instead of a hamburger and that sort of thing.
So they're technically correct.
Exactly. And so apparently hamburgers are less healthier than beef patties or something.
You can taste the feet.
Exactly right. Yeah. But yeah, the war on pink slime, that's just one of many war on fill-in-the-blanks that are going on right now.
Well, I've got our prop person working on how to dress a person as pink slime right now, so stay tuned.
Man, your prop person needs a raise. I don't know how much they make, but between shrimp in the sea and all sorts of other things we've talked about lately, definitely working overtime.
Yeah, don't tell her.
Elena, have a wonderful Easter weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.